Christian Voice News, your global link.
Traditional leader urges farmers to grow preferred maize for sustainable school feeding program. Godaza condemns growing culture of unlawful party takeovers. And Cameroon Parliament votes to create vice president post. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Chief Bunda Bunda of Rufunsa District has called on farmers, particularly those in rural areas, to prioritize the cultivation of maize varieties suitable for the school feeding program to ensure the long-term sustainability of the initiative. The traditional leader emphasizes the importance of consistently producing the preferred type of maize used in school feeding programs, which is being extended across the country. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Chief Bunda noted that maintaining a steady supply will help secure the future of the program, which has already shown significant benefits. The school feeding program has helped learners in many ways, including improving attendance, nutrition, and academic performance, said Chief Bunda. Chief Bunda added that his desire is to see the school feeding program become a permanent feature within the education system. He stressed that sustainability of the program depends heavily on the reliable production of the specific maize varieties required. The traditional leader further urged stakeholders and farmers to align their production efforts with the needs of the program, ensuring that the preferred maize remains readily available in rural communities.
Talking about the school feeding program, where this maize is the preferred maize, that program, sustainability, of course, will require that village farmers start planting that so that the maize is available in the rural areas locally for the schools to continue with the school feeding program. Because we wish to see the school feeding program to be a permanent feature of our schools, particularly the lower end of the school system, because it has helped in many ways, attendance, as well as nutrition for the kids.
Meanwhile, Zamseed head of the Yield Improvement Center, John McRobert, echoed the call for increased production. Mr. McRobert said there's need to scale up production to meet demand, adding that the nutritional benefits of the preferred maize make it a critical component of the program's success. Vice President Mutalena Lumango says the creation of Mukupa Katandula Resettlement Scheme in Kaputa District is key in bringing development to the area. Mrs. Nalumango says the resettlement scheme does not only help bring development in the area, but will also help empower not only the locals, but also anyone willing to settle in the area. She notes that the creation of the first resettlement scheme in Northern Province by the government will afford settlers necessities like water, electricity and roads. Zanis reports that Mrs. Nalumango was speaking when she toured Mukupa Katandula Resettlement Scheme, located in Chief Mukupa Katandula's chiefdom in Kaputa District. Mrs. Nalumango said the government has already started bringing necessities closer to the scheme and cited roadworks and electricity poles that have already reached the chiefdom as some of the commitments to bringing necessities that have already started being fulfilled. Governance and Development Advocate Zambia Godaza has condemned the growing tendency of unlawful political party takeovers, stressing the need to move away from such practices. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mlenga stated that such maneuvers tarnish democratic values and weaken governance. Mr. Mlenga underscored that succession must be determined by members through established constitutions and elective conferences. Undermining party order leads to escalating disputes and declining public confidence in democracy, said Mr. Mlenga in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Mlenga maintained that this culture should not be normalized in Zambia's political life. He urged political leaders to respect their constitutions and uphold legitimate rulings. Mr. Mlenga further emphasized that transparent membership records and verifiable delegates are vital for credibility and for safeguarding Zambia's democratic image.
We rise to reject a dangerous habit that is taking place in Zambia on unlawful party takeovers. This risks becoming normal in our politics. These maneuvers corrode democratic values and they weaken governance and drain public trust. Let us not normalize this. We urge every political actor to respect your party principles, rules and constitutions. Honor lawful rulings and choose dialogue before litigation.
9 Constituency Development Fund CDF projects have been commissioned in Isoka District of Muchinga Province following the successful execution of works. Zanis reports that speaking during the ceremony, Muchinga Province Assistant Secretary Ivan Sijilema said the projects will improve access to essential services and uplift living standards of the people in the area. Mr. Hichilema noted that Isoka District has recorded a major development milestone following the commissioning of the Mine CDF project. He added that the commissioned projects aim at improving sanitation, water access and public services. Mr. Hichilema pointed out the key projects as ablution blocks at Tusunkane Market, both an old and new market, water schemes which are supporting the three markets, an ablution block and water system at Mwenya Primary School. In African news, Cameroon's parliament on Saturday approved a bill creating the position of a vice president despite protests by the opposition. 200 lawmakers voted in favor of the text, while 18 rejected it. 4 votes were declared invalid. Debate on the constitutional amendment had only started on Thursday in the capital Yaoundé. Veteran opposition leader Maurice Kamto had called the bill an attempt at a power grab in an address on Friday. Coming up shortly, man charged over fatal shooting of a baby in Prime, New York. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. A man has been charged with murder after a 7-month-old baby died after being shot while sitting in her pushchair in New York. Amuri Green, 21, has been charged with 3 counts of murder and 1 of attempted murder after police accused him of fatally shooting Kyori Patterson Moore on 1st April. Green appeared in court on Friday where he pleaded not guilty, according to CBS News, the BBC's US partner. Officers believe the baby was the unintended victim of a gang-related shooting. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Chief Bunda Bunda of Rufusa District has called on farmers, particularly those in rural areas, to prioritize the cultivation of maize varieties suitable for the school feeding program to ensure the long-term sustainability of the initiative. Governance and Development Advocate Zambia Godaza has condemned the growing tendency of unlawful political party takeovers, stressing the need to move away from such practices. And Cameroon's parliament on Saturday approved a bill creating the position of a vice president despite protests by the opposition. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Chimba Chilopa. Stay tuned.
People say that when you've been together for a long time, you become identical.
They become double action.
For example, we dress the same.
That is only because you wear my t-shirt.
We like the same cars.
The car I like is an ambulance. Ndawanga tepid, I don't hear you.
We love the same food.
Your vitumbua, scones and cakes are nice. Only because Big Tree Baking